You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Johnny Backflip Dudley, Rodeo Clown and Barrelman, and also Ruth Nicholas with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. And how are you both doing this morning?
Yeah, doing good.
Just glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you in. You know, Rodeo Clowns are my favorite event at the rodeo. So
mine too.
So I guess let's start right there. How did you know you get started in all this?
My story is a little bit unique, I guess. I was in the Marines and I was stationed in Beaufort, South Carolina, and a rodeo came to our base. They came to put on the rodeo for us just for entertainment purposes, I guess. And I got there and to watch the rodeo clown a little bit. And as I'm watching this rodeo clown perform, he jumps out of the arena, runs into the stands, and there's this pretty big buff guy sitting up there next to this pretty blonde-headed lady. And the clown jumps in the lady's lap. The big buff guy starts taking pictures. And it was kind of like a light bulb moment, like an aha moment. Like, that guy just got away with that.
Right.
And I was like, so all I got to do is wear makeup and I can do that. So been doing it for 15 years now.
But that was the moment, the yeah. Spark of inspiration.
Yeah, I was like, that guy can get away with anything. I was like, that. How much fun could that job be? So
how do you like get started doing that? Is there like a school you go to? Do you just go to a rodeo and say, hey, I want to learn to be a clown? Or what do you do?
I was a little bit lucky because the town I'm from in Texas, Dayton, Texas, they have a practice bull riding arena. So there were about two Thursdays and Sundays, they buck about 60 bulls a night and just for free. And I got to go out there and kind of practice a little bit. And then whenever they started, you know, the rodeo started up, I was telling the rodeo companies, I was like, hey, I've been practicing all winter at this. And so one guy took a shot on me and paid me like $25 to come be a rodeo clown in his rodeo. And I did all right there, I guess, because he hired me back. And then somebody else saw me and they said, hey, we'd give you $100 to do it at our rodeo. Then somebody else saw me and, you know, we'd give you $250. And it just kept going up. And now I've been supporting myself and my family for, like I said, 15 years at this.
Oh, wow. So what's the big step to, like, do you have to overcome a lot of fear to be a rodeo clown? What's the first big challenge when you're getting into that?
Yeah, you just have to have no sense, really. No, it's just like any other sport. Whenever I was starting out, you know, I had a lot of athletic things to it, and, you know, and fear and adrenaline and all that stuff. And that's more on the bullfighter side of the house, though. I'm just a rodeo clown. I'm the one that's going to tell the jokes, do the skits, and try to be funny and entertain the crowd. That's pretty much my job in a nutshell. And then I'm the one that gets inside the barrel during the bull riding.
Right. You're also a barrelman.
Right.
What is a barrelman?
That's just, I'm the clown that gets inside the barrel during the bull riding. And that barrel is kind of like an island of safety for those cowboys and those bullfighters as well. It gives them something that they can use, like a prop out there, to help them get away from bulls. That barrel doesn't have a hole. It has a hole in the bottom of it. It doesn't have ends on it. So my head sticks out the top, my feet stick out the bottom, and I can pick it up and I can move it. And so if there's a wreck going on and maybe the bullfighter needs me, I can walk that barrel up to that bull's head pretty much and
right.
let that bull hit the barrel and not hit the cowboy.
Right, right. So it sounds like, you know, overcoming fear, you know, working with adrenaline, there's some similarities between being a Marine and being a rodeo clown or barrelman. Like, what are the similarities? What are the differences?
Barrelman's way more dangerous. No, I'm joking. It's a lot, you know, there's some similarity deals. I mean, there's adrenaline. It's fun most of the time. Both of them are jobs. Both of them don't look like jobs because both of them are so much fun, and people can't believe that I get paid for this. But, I mean, it's my job, and everybody sees me in the arena, and they're like, oh, man, that has to be the best job ever. But then, you know, there's things they don't see about the job. I hadn't been home since May, you know, things like that. Lots of travel time. It's nothing to pull a 15-hour day just driving.
Right.
So, that's, you know, it's ups and downs to every job, but it's still the coolest job in the world.
So you've done a little bit of work as a bullfighter then?
Yeah, well, when I started out as a bullfighter, but then I got away from that as quick as I could because the rodeo clowning's way more safe, and to me it's a lot more fun. And,
really?
And it's more lucrative, I guess.
I almost would have thought it was the other way around because, they, you know, at least maybe that's part of the show, but I always thought that it was more like bullfighters look like they're sort of in control. You know, at least there's some semblance of control, whereas rodeo clowns just look like they're getting knocked around, you know?
Yeah, that sometimes happens too. But, you know, the main part of my job is entertainment. The bull riding, that's one thing. But the other hour and 45 minutes of the performance, I'm out there trying to be funny and right. trying to entertain the crowd and trying to relate to the crowd and, you know, trying to get to know the crowd. There's, you know, just that's the hard part, because whenever you're a comedian or an entertainer and getting in front of a crowd and speaking in front of a crowd and having them on your side and having to tell, it's one of the hardest jobs in the world, because everybody's so sensitive these days that it's hard to tell a joke that doesn't offend somebody. And that's my main problem that I run into, which, so all my jokes have to be good for a 4-year-old and a 40-year-old and an 80-year-old.
Right.
So
right.
That's the most difficult part.
Well, where'd you pick up your showmanship then? Where'd you learn to be funny and be in front of a crowd?
Just practice. It's just like any, you know, probably like being a DJ or something. You know, you practice. The first day you're going to stumble through your words and stuff. But, you know, after 15, 17 years of this, I have thousands of rodeo performances under my belt. And you don't start off at this level. You know, nobody just jumps in at this level. Everybody that even probably has ever been the clown at this rodeo here has been at this well over 10 years. It's not a, you know, it's this rodeo is tough to get, and it's one of the best rodeos in the country, and you have to be good to be here.
So you've been at this for a while. Do you have any, like, wild anecdotes or, you know, a favorite memory?
I got this one memory that's kind of funny from was in Stanley, Wisconsin about 5 years ago. I have my barrel out there, but I also have a clown dummy. And my clown dummy is made out of metal, and it has, you know, fake clothes on it and stuff. Well, this bull comes out. This bull's been known to be pretty bad. And he sees me, and he comes and hits that barrel so hard it knocks me out cold. So I'm inside the barrel, knocked out cold. And when I wake up, I look out the end of the barrel, and one of the bullfighters is face down in the mud. And this bull is hooking the fire out of him. I mean, I'm talking about he's ripping his clothes off of him. He's pawing him, standing on top of him. And I felt so bad, because I'm in the barrel just waking up, and this bullfighter's getting hooked real bad, and I can't go help him. So I crawl out of the barrel to go help this bullfighter. And as soon as I get out of that barrel, that bull sees me and comes after me. And he gets me, and then the bullfighter saves me, and I look over. He was never hooking a bullfighter. He was hooking my dummy. I climbed out of a barrel to get hooked by a bull to save a piece of metal.
Oh, well, I guess that, what's the worst injury you've gotten doing all this? Because that sounds pretty nasty right there. But
I hadn't been hurt too bad. I got my foot stepped on one time, and I got about 26 stitches in my foot. That kind of hurt. I was jumping a bull one time, and he hit me in my legs, and it blew out both my knees at the same time.
Ooh.
So that wasn't too much fun. I got thrown in the air by this bull of Benny Butler's, which is the stock contractor here, a bull named Friendly Frank. Threw me in the air and stepped on my hand, so I have 2 plates and 10 screws in my hand. And then the next night, I was wearing a cast on my hand, of course, and the same bull got me and threw me in the air. And when I landed, I wasn't able to put my hand down, so I landed on my ribs with that cast under me, so it broke all my ribs on that side. I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I was doing a backflip over a bull, and he hooked me pretty good and broke my neck. But other than that, I really hadn't been hurt.
I would like to remind our listeners that he opened that with, I haven't been hurt too bad.
I could have been killed or worse. You know,
that's true. That's true. You could have been paralyzed. There's always could have been worse.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
This is your first Interstate Fair and Rodeo with us here in Coffeyville.
Yeah. Pretty excited. This is one of the ones that's, you know, kind of a bucket list rodeo. It's, you know, 4 performances. It's one of the best in the country. I mean, you got a heck of an announcer in Justin McKee and 2 of the best bullfighters in the world. And you got Butler and Sons Pro Rodeo and Benny Butler bringing the stock. Everybody's going to have their hammer cocked, and it's going to be a good one.
What can fans expect to see then?
One thing out of me that's probably a little bit different than a lot of clowns, I do different acts. A lot of clowns have one act or 2 acts that they stick to, so you kind of see the same thing, you know, over and over. But one thing that I do, every night that you go, you're going to see a different act. So if you go tonight on Patriot Night, you're going to see the act that you see tonight. You're not going to see tomorrow night or Friday night. So you can go all 4 nights and expect a different show.
All right. Well, we are just a little short on time, but Johnny, Ruth, before we go, do you have anything you'd like to leave us with?
Come out to the rodeo tonight. We kick off We kick off four nights of rodeo, 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, Patriot night, like Johnny said. We'll be selling American flag hat feathers for $5, and $3 of that goes to the local veterans group. So come out and wear your red, white, and blue and have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it, and hope you have a great rodeo, and don't get too hurt out there.
Right on. See you tonight, 7:30.
Absolutely. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.